love. Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, audio therapy for your heart, where we discuss love, life, and all the lessons learned in between, hosted by yours truly, Giovanna, the spiritual love coach. This podcast is for women who want to get real about love and relationships, ditching unhealthy, toxic relationships to experience soulful and meaningful connections, no matter if it's with yourself or the people around you. Love Lessons is all about restoring self-love, healing, developing our minds, body, and souls, and especially healthy relationships. Today, I want to talk to you about the power in letting go. Whew, letting go. I saw this image and it really sparked this inner dialogue in me. And it was just like just different suitcases representing all the stuff that we carry around with us from, you know, our childhoods, from bad experiences, from just different things that maybe impact us in a negative way. And we hold on to this stuff. And when we do that, it affects every area of our life. It can continue to fester. It can cause you to be angry, depressed, sad, and hurt. And it can help you, it can also lead you to disconnect with yourself and just creates unhappiness, right? And we don't want that. So we're coming up on a new year. We've got, a few more days until 2018. And I really want you to think about what is it that you are going to let go of in the new year or before the new year, like right now, today. Take some time to sit and really think, what is it that you need to let go of? And some people don't know what those things are. But if you can sit and think about the people, places, and things that make you feel bad, those are the things that you want to let go of. Your emotions are like your internal guidance. Things that do not feel good, then it's telling you this isn't good for you. It's telling you that there's a disconnect from what you're doing, what you're experiencing, and who you really are. But a lot of times we keep ourselves in situations that don't serve us because we aren't taught self-preservation. And I've been thinking a lot. So you know that I'm into tarot and, you know, energy healing and all this stuff. So I'm going to tie all of this together. Give me a second. So the card or energy of 2018 is all about justice. It's about knowing like what's true for you, what is right and wrong for you, and the decisions that you make along with those consequences. So as you look back over your, you know, this current year that we're in, who are the people that aren't true to who you are at the core? Maybe they're not true to you because they aren't in your corner the way that you need them to be. Maybe they aren't true to you because they do things that no longer resonate with you. Maybe it's time for you to vibrate a little bit higher and get those, you know, next level friendships. Is it your job? Is it the work that you do? Is it not meaningful? Is it draining you? Does it go against the things that you truly want and feel? So really start to examine things and weigh them out. Justice is all about balance. And one thing that I really love about this is because I'm a Libra and justice represents my sign. So I'm really feeling this justice energy even now before the new year comes in. And everything is really going to be about balance, weighing things out, choosing the best thing for you. So back to what I said about self-preservation, we aren't really taught how to save ourselves. We're so busy trying to save other people to the detriment of our own selves. I see women who are struggling right now, me included, from helping other people. And we give and we give and we give and there's nothing left for us to save ourselves. Like we're Jack on the Titanic. We're floating in the ocean holding on to the little door or whatever Rose is floating on. And after a while, we can't keep holding on because it's too much. It's too cold. and we just let go. We don't want to be Jack anymore. In 2018, it's time for you to be selfish. And I'm saying selfish because, yeah, self-love is more prevalent now. We're understanding the importance of it, but we're still not making it a priority. And it's going to look selfish to the people around you. So you might as well just go ahead and get comfortable with being quote unquote selfish now, because you need to really make next year about you, about what feels good to you, about what's right for you, what's right for your family, what's right for your future, and stop trying to save people that don't want to be saved. I spent a lot of time, energy, and money trying to save someone that I cared about, only for them to wind up right back where they started. So really, I wasted my investment. We invest time, we invest energy, we invest money, and I didn't get a return on that. So, you know, they're back in hot water trying to reach out to me, and I'm no. I'm preserving my energy. I am saving my magic. I am keeping my glow and my shine and my essence and my divine feminine goddess energy to my damn self, because I refuse to save anyone else. And we have to get out of that place where we want to save all the people around us before we save ourselves. When I reach Oprah status, well, okay, maybe not that high. I can, you know, it's levels. But when I reach Oprah status, then I can turn around and save everybody. But right now, Giovanna is focusing on herself. And when I save myself, I'm including my children as well. Like, that's it. Anything outside of that, I cannot, I cannot consider it to be high priority, because my truth right now is that I need to focus on myself. I need to be a little selfish, and that is okay. And that means spending time with the people that make me feel good. That means doing the things that I love. That means making decisions that will benefit me, regardless of what anybody else thinks about it. So whoever you've been trying to save, stop. It's not your job to save other people. It's your job to save yourself. Then when you are in a place where you can reach back and pull people up, by all means, do it. But if you're out here struggling because you are so busy trying to save everybody else, and you're taking on their issues and their problems and their toxic whatever they got going on, their negative energy, their drama, let it go. Those are not your bags to carry. Not anymore. Give yourself permission to say no to anything that does not bring you joy. People should not always need your saving. Everyone needs to be or should be in a place where they are able to save themselves, where they're not coming dumping all of their stuff on you, where they're able to make decisions in their own lives to improve things. And like I said, this probably sounds really selfish, whatever, but at the core, what I'm saying is put down the bags, especially the bags that do not belong to you. Put down the stories of hurt, of pain, of neglect, of a lack. And start to pack a new bag, right? So even like I'm going to do a live call this Friday, and I want you to join me. We're going to do a guided meditation that is really centered around what I'm talking about, leaving things behind in 2017 and really being intentional about the things that you want to manifest or see in 2018. So I want you to join me on that call, and I'm going to give you the link and I'll post it in the comments so you'll know how to get the call details, because it's going to be a very awesome meditation, visualization exercise, and I'm excited about it. I kind of want to do it now, but I'm not. I'm going to wait for Friday. So definitely join me on the call. There should be a recording. So if you're not able to join, Still sign up. That way you can get the recording and still benefit from the exercises that we're going to do on the phone. The link is going to be tslc.co/loveline. And you'll just drop in your name and email, and you'll get the dial-in information so that you can join me Friday and get ready for the new year, okay? So just be really intentional, be mindful of what it is that you truly want for yourself, and focus on that. It's time to save yourself. Anyone around you that still needs saving cannot be your focus. You got to focus on yourself now more than ever. And I'm not saying that means you got to cut everybody off. While you focus on yourself and you're growing and you're developing yourself, you're going to attract the same type of people around you. You're going to attract people that don't need saving, but people that genuinely want to grow with you, that want to support you, that want to just be a friend and be in your presence. And that's what we want. We don't want to carry energy vampires, toxic Tammy, no good Nathans, and the drama crew. We're going to leave all of that in 2017. So remember to visit tslc.co/loveline and put your name and email in so that you can join me, so that we can do this visualization, leaving the bags behind in 2017 and stepping into 2018 with a whole new perspective on life. So I hope that you enjoyed this random recording, but I really felt called to just share this information with you today. And I cannot wait to see how everything grows and evolve in 2018. I'm looking forward to doing some new things with the podcast. So definitely stay tuned, and I will talk to you live on the Love Line this Friday. Peace.